radioactiveinternational.org. I'm the Gassy One. This is the Sarah Song Show.
Right, how's it going, everyone? Show number 74. Haven't done a show in a while, so this show, I've just been listening and been involved a little bit with all the crap that's going on with Irish Water, so I'm just going to play some stuff related to that, or something in that kind of vein. The first song is about Bertie Ahern and his government, but it relates, they're all the fucking same. So I'm going to dedicate this one to Enda Kenny and his government. So it's Captain Moonlight with Dirty Cunts.
It's like this, see, Bertie Ahern, he's a dirty cunt. Mary Harney, she's a dirty cunt. Michael McDowell, he's a dirty cunt. Micheál Martin's a dirty cunt. Fianna Fáil, they're all dirty cunts. The PDs too, they're just dirty cunts. Fianna Gael, they're dirty cunts. Telling us the truth really is a cunt. Foot number one, hot on the trail, hold up the veil. Robbing the pale and beyond, this is the scale. Scuttering, muttering, gibberish, I kinda fail. When the other is that they give us another sucker's tale. Tall stories by power mongers politicised. How many trolleys that will keep us hospitalised? How many backhanders knock on their tables while heads are facing the skies? How many cackhanders speeches keep us anesthetised? Can we be radicalised if we just whinge and then moan? Milk these tits, pasteurise now your throne. Trouble in the home, values quality worth. Wait, what's this? Declare a war on the welfare state. Shamrocks, flag bearer, call of the nation. In the trilogy of mythological manifestation, I'm hitting these bastards and I'm hitting their name. I'm telling you now that what I say is the true statement. That Bertie Ahern, he's a dirty cunt. Mary Harney, she's a dirty cunt. Michael McDowell, he's a dirty cunt. Micheál Martin's a dirty cunt. Fianna Fáil, they're all dirty cunts. The PDs too, they're just dirty cunts. Fianna Gael, dirty cunts. Telling us the truth really is a cunt. Foot number one, riddle me this, riddle me that. How can a politician care if they're living this fast? These 7 door and 7 point of moralists of our conscience, expecting us to swallow their nonsense. Well, I won't and I cannot, cause your colour is bullshit. Well, there's homeless on the street being strung out on the good shit. Boy, I'm telling you, you're not a but a felon. You come from in your own standards, bearing the property, selling stunts. Money, 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 these big fucking spenders, polishing their nose on the rest of us lenders. It renders us incapacitated to be anything other than a calamity. Doing deals to accommodate donators of vision. When a nod and a wink can see their plan and permission. We've heard it before, what gives the anger precision is these tactics are spaying to keep all of our health in remission. Bertie Ahern, he's a dirty cunt. Mary Harney, she's a dirty cunt. Michael McDowell, he's a dirty cunt. Micheál Martin's a dirty cunt. Fianna Fáil, they're all dirty cunts. The PDs too, they're just dirty cunts. Fianna Gael, they're dirty cunts. Telling us the truth really is a cunt. Foot number one, what is the point in even having a vote when it merely annoys the same old habits? Take note, the intelligentsia debate the merits will quote, and mockery smacks of a snobbery when they close. These are the voices of protesters speaking our name. These are the clowns of moralistic us that claim the monopoly view of the opposite who can never envisage other than that we haven't a clue. For fucking who do they think they are? The commissar of the riff-raff rabble that political czar. Manifold manifest, our destiny is a mere fool of their fear, a tool of their quest. The trouble with the rich is they're still running the show, while the rest of us bitch will never have a go. Our economic booms give our heads reason to soar, while the tiger consumes its prey, we barely let out a roar. That Bertie Ahern, he's a dirty cunt. Mary Harney, she's a dirty cunt. Michael McDowell, a filthy cunt. Micheál Martin's a nasty cunt. Fianna Fáil, they're all mighty cunts. The PDs too, they're just dirty cunts. Fianna Gael, they're arseholes, cunts. Telling us the truth really is a fucking cunt.
Thank you.
good old Captain Moonlight. Right, another song for Enda Kenny. This song really is him, and we all know this song.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
Do? Why, if I had a brain,
I could while away the hours, conferring with the flowers, consulting with the rain. And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain. I'd unravel every riddle for any individual in trouble or in pain.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
Oh, I could tell you why the ocean's near the shore. I could think of things I never thought before, and then I'd sit and think some more. I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain. I would dance and be merry, life would be a ding-a-dairy if I only had a brain.
You're going to see a wizard? Do you think if I went with you, this wizard would give me some brains?
Welcome to the Trues. Trues is true news. Subscribe here to the Trues. Ah, I'm up for the crack. Top of the morning to you. Jesus, this was awful. Today we are talking about the water meter situation in Ireland, and I'm doing the first prop joke in the history of the Trues.
It rains a lot in Ireland, so there's no shortage of water.
Stupid, childish beginning.
But there's been a drought of investment for decades.
Why are there so many puns? There's no shortage of water, but there's been a drought of investment. People are getting wet with money. Oh, sorry, I don't know.
And it's water infrastructure, meaning some areas don't have a supply fit to drink.
Ireland has plenty of fresh water.
Who's this clown?
Ireland has plenty of fresh water.
Ireland's got plenty of fresh water. And I've been skipping about in it all morning with a couple of fine Irish fellas. Haven't they, boys? Get your fucking hands off me.
People have to boil their tap water before they can drink it. That's because it contains a bacteria which makes it unfit for human consumption.
We've had a lot of people telling us about this water crisis in Ireland. The government have employed a private firm to install water meters in people's homes, and a third of Irish people are burning their contracts.
Ireland needs to invest huge sums of money to bring its water treatment infrastructure up to scratch. But plans to bring in a water tax to do so are proving to be an austerity measure that's just a little too much to swallow.
That's enough puns out of you, mate. Have the Irish people not always paid for water through taxes? Yes. It costs in excess of $1 billion to maintain the Irish water supply, and over the last three decades that money has been provided out of the general exchequer. Oh, raising money from water charges was a condition as part of the country's bailout in 2010 following the economic collapse. So when they did that bailout, they went, right, well, we've got to bail these banks out, obviously. How can we provide some extra revenue? How about charging people for their most basic rights like water? Oh, haven't they already paid for that? Oh, yeah, they've already paid for it. What, are we going to make them pay again? Yes.
Water was paid for from general taxes before, but the plan to charge homes individually has brought protest.
From the river to the sea,
Irish water will be free.
Because the Irish people have been used to having to kick off against Britain for years, when there's a protest required, they can organise it well. Proper songs. From the water to the sea, Irish water will be free. So it's quite good, this water crisis, and it's got a really good atmosphere. So one of the obvious observations that can be made is how come that Ireland is continuing to provide massive tax breaks to huge companies when there's an infrastructure crisis in their nation. Ireland offers international corporations such as Apple, Facebook, Amazon and Google a loophole, I think it's called the Double Irish, that helps multinational corporations legally dodge billions of dollars of taxes in their homelands. Remember, $2 billion would solve this war crisis.
Bills will range from over $200 a year for a single person to more than $600 for a family of four adults.
What are these different currencies that are going on? Euros, dollars, pounds, and it'll be 544 shamrockarooros.
The latest austerity charges are proving hard for some to swallow.
Irish water will be free!
Obviously, what people say is the tax breaks that are offered to big companies It's not an option to change that, because that's what makes the Irish economy so stable. But the Irish economy isn't stable. Look, one in four Irish people endure social deprivation, according to the state's own Central Statistic Office. Obviously, there's this massive infrastructural crisis. And over and across the whole EU, €1 trillion is lost to tax dodging. So just from tax dodging and tax avoidance schemes, $1 trillion could be put back into state infrastructure. Doesn't that seem like a solution to you, rather than going back to the public? People the worst hit by the economic crisis continue to pay the biggest price.
At the moment, there's so many people in Ireland that can't even pay their mortgage. How are you going to pay for water?
I don't think the government realise.
They do realise, they just don't care.
How much of a burden it would be to the people around this area who are already stretched financially. Are paying tax after tax after tax.
Gerry Adams, the leader of Sinn Féin, pointed out that MPs get a break on paying for water. Any government minister that lives outside Dublin and has a second home in the capital gets reduced water charges under a 1997 Tax Consolidation Act. So people like in government are getting a break, where the ordinary Irish folk there who are out on the streets protesting can't get any breaks.
Around half the country's water currently disappears through leaks in old pipes.
Oh, that's good. And half the tax, that disappears through tax leaks. In a way, this is a really good metaphor for what's happening all over the world. There are enough resources. There is enough money. That's the biggest lie of all. Austerity. It means austerity for the weakest, most vulnerable people, because they don't have any leverage with government. Amazon, Facebook, growing international corporations, which we all use. It's not like I'm saying they're inherently evil. I'm saying they should contribute so that ordinary people aren't continually persecuted, prosecuted, condemned and damned. Park life. Because it's clear that there are enough resources for people, the same way there's enough water. Get those bloody companies to register, get their taxes, repair the water system, stop ripping off the ordinary people who are buying stuff from Amazon, who are using Facebook, who are paying taxes already to pay for the water. Stop making them pay for everything again and again and again.
We have a big problem in terms of our infrastructure. It's not in a state that is fit to meet the needs of a modern economy.
What are the solutions to this Irish water problem, where people are being charged for water they've already paid for because of poverty induced, because of irresponsible government policies? What solutions are there? Well, the answer seems to be transparency, a quality that water should have, in essence. We could do puns here as well. The solution would be to ensure that all member states of Europe have publicly accessible register of the real owners of companies and trusts, because they don't have to register who they are. Doesn't that seem a bit weird to you? Like, you don't know that it's Facebook or Amazon or Google. That shouldn't be allowed, should it? That's double sly. Developing countries, countries with newer economies, check this out, this will blow your mind. They would benefit from a move to public registers. Transparency. If you're not doing anything wrong at Google or Facebook or wherever, have a public register. Developing countries each year lose more money to tax dodging than they receive in development aid. For example, Africa, in reality, is a net creditor to the rest of the world, as more funds flow out of the continent than in it. So even a country like Africa, where Oxfam and Red Cross and all of these bloody telephones we're doing, they should simply get the people that are exploiting their mineral resources to pay the countries. So, like, we're having to generate charities, have protests, not get clean water, starve in Africa, also already rich organisations can continue to make profit. Yeah, but the profit will trickle down. It hasn't trickled down. It's not trickling.
We need to change the way we fund water services, and that means introducing domestic water charges, where people will pay directly for the amount of water that they use, so we can fix the leaks, increase the amount of capacity we have in the system, and ensure that our wastewater treatment plants are all environmentally compliant.
Well, that was a pretty good speech. I mean, that you kind of come up with that off the top of your head. How did you come up with such a good speech? It was revealed that €86 million is spent on consultants to set up a new state-sponsored company in charge of water services, Irish Water. €86 million for consultants. Can you help us with setting up new water? Can I? Yes, that'll be €86 million. That's such a lot, isn't it, just to be consulted? That isn't to do any of the stuff. It's going to cost an additional €2 billion to do the actual stuff. Look at that woman as she goes on the TV set and tells you that it's all right. Yeah, you can make it make sense with words, but that's what you've got to present, different stories. You've set up an infrastructural situation where the companies and institutions that have the most money and the most wealth are continuing to be able to suck wealth out of the country and the poorest people are expected to support it. That's not democracy.
The road to economic recovery has been a long one for Ireland.
This is too much puns, isn't it? The road to economic recovery has been a long one.
But while recent economic data shows signs of hope, the waves of austerity, such as the new water charge, continue to be felt.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop the waves of austerity and the little tiny crabs and tadpoles of inconvenience. I don't have to have the whole news made out of puns. Just tell us what the fucking hell's going on and then clear up. Hello, welcome to the news. I'm skipping for a merry little poem of metaphor and pun.
Dermot Fleming, BBC News, Dublin.
Okay, so what's quite clear there is there are enough resources, there is enough money, but the infrastructure of Ireland has been set up to persecute the most poor people and benefit the richest institutions. This is relevant because obviously it's happening in Ireland, but also it's happening all over the world. The difference is in Ireland, people are protesting, so we should support the people that are protesting in Ireland for the most basic of rights. Water to Ireland! True news! Subscribe here, subscribe here, subscribe here! You have to drink after a toast.
Alright, well, this is the first recording session with Crass back together. We're going to do a new song that we've written about the government. Alright.
Wait, what am I supposed to play again?
Oh, you hit the snare a whole lot. That's what you got to do, you fucking... Oh, I just hit the snare.
Okay.
We should get ourselves a second drummer in here to make some more noise. All right. Every time we get on this, and every time we piss on pets, every time we go on our ass and get in the 30th, clean, and I'm fucking sick. Girl, family, I hate them. I hate the government. We don't like that, so we're going to burn it down. But we won't, we don't believe in violence. We're not violent. I don't like the new Prime Minister. From the Labour Party, from the ruling party, from every party, from all government.
Right, we had Wizard of Oz there, the Scarecrow looking for his brain. Then we had Russell Brand just explaining it in layman's terms, just what's going on over here with all the war. And then we just had Crass there with Fuck All Government.
Try yourself, please. Thank you very much. My name is Niamh O'Brien.
One person.
Well, I don't know. I don't think people are here as a community. I don't think we're not representing ourselves as a particular political group or anything, Gard. We're just here as a community trying to stop the illegal installation of water meters through a semi-state private company. And Gard, as a member of An Garda Síochána, which means guardian of the peace, I don't see how you're benefiting this situation by assisting these people. We're asking these people not to install these meters, as is our right to bodily integrity under the Constitution, which you swore an oath to uphold. And there's been no violence here today. It's all been very, very upbeat, actually, and we're just standing our ground, and we'd like you to take that on board, please. And as a member of An Garda Síochána, that you represent our wishes in a peaceful manner.
All the time, thank you.
What will I say? What will I respond with?
Fair play to you, Gerard.
First of all, the representatives of the company want to speak to one representative. Okay? Just one representative. That's why he asked me to speak to you.
Well, as a group, you can
see... My job here is to inform you you're causing an obstruction on the public road.
Well, we've actually we're not causing any obstruction. What we've done is we've let every single car through Gard.
Except
vehicles that we are under our rights. We are perfectly entitled to peacefully protest about. He can speak to all of us. You can quite clearly see if he can read there.
5 years, I listen.
You know.
5 years, I listen.
You've been which?
5 years, I
listen. Oh, yes, yes, yeah, yeah. We'll all listen if you want to say anything to us.
Very simple request is to allow our guys and the vehicles associated with the work to proceed with the works in this estate.
Can you identify yourself, please?
I don't need to.
Well, if you're trying to use public property, sir, you're actually obliged. You're in a public place and we're asking what's your business here. We've told you that your business is illegal, and as citizens of a sovereign country, we are telling you that we are peacefully protesting here.
My request is straightforward. Will you facilitate access to our
business? We're not doing anything. I think we're just standing up having a chat here, lads, aren't we, really?
We can allow our vehicle to pass through at this point to remove...
Well, we are asking you to take from us that as our constitutional rights are being infringed, especially bodily integrity and the right to protest, we are asking you to stand down, sir. And as a member of An Garda Síochána, I would like you to take note of that, please.
I take your point, and we do respect protest and peaceful protest, but we do need to...
Has there been any cases brought forward in the courts? Because if there is, you're actually not entitled to move. And furthermore, if you take any note, Gard, I'll just put you on notice of this in case you didn't read any of the newspapers. Clare County Council, their representatives voted to abolish in a public meeting, voted to abolish Irish Water. So you actually have no right here being in Clare whatsoever. And if you want to take the matter up, you have to go to a personal representative of this community, which may be if it's a councillor or a TD.
Are you happy to facilitate access to our vehicle?
I'm not giving orders. I'm not taking orders from anybody. If these people want to stand where they're standing, they're perfectly within their rights to do so. As long as we're not causing any violence, we're peacefully protesting, and we're not obstructing, sir. As you see, there's a car just passed, and you can see on the video a car has just passed.
You're just not allowed to
move. You see, you're not listening to us now.
That's all we said. Everybody else is free to come and go. You are not free to come.
That's your contract.
Fair play to you, girl. That was deadly.
You should ask to show you your contract.
Yeah.
I have no contract of employment in this state.
Joined now from our Dáil studio by People Before Profit TD Richard Boyd Barrett, who's also a member of the Right to Water campaign. Richard, you were tweeting this evening, the campaign of mass peaceful protests will continue until the charges are abolished. After listening to the Taoiseach, doesn't sound as if they will be.
Well, I think the government are praying now that the tidal wave of protests we've seen for the last few weeks will be quelled by these measures. But I think their prayers are going to be in vain. Really, this is a con trick to try and get people on the hook for these charges at a relatively low level, but they will rocket in future years. And of course, all the conservation claims go completely out the window now. We've got these flat charges, and the regressive nature of the charges remains. So if you're a millionaire but live alone, you'll only be paying 60 euro. But if you're two pensioners on a state pension on the breadline, you'll be paying 160 euro, more than twice the amount. So these are fundamentally regressive and unfair in nature, and they will rocket in future. And everybody knows it. And that's why I have no doubt the protests on December the 10th are going to be massive.
Well, A, the Taoiseach says that it will be put into legislation that they'll always remain affordable, and B, the penalties are going to rocket if you don't pay.
Well, I think governments cannot be trusted with promises. And in fact, much of the anger that we're seeing at the moment is precisely because we've had so many broken promises. We had promises by the very same people before the last election that there would be no water charges. Now they're introducing them and saying they're going to keep them affordable. Nobody believes them. They don't have any credibility. And everybody knows once you get on the hook for these charges, they will go in only one direction, and that is up. Allowances will be done away with, just as they were with bin charge waivers. and bin charges went through the roof. Everybody knows this. So the government's claims are just not credible. Legislation can be changed any time. But I think the big lesson from this is the government have been driven back by mass protests, and we need a mass peaceful protest on December the 10th to send the government the message that they have not done enough, that what the people want is the abolition of these charges and the dismantling of the quango that is Irish Water.
OK, Richard Boyd Barrett, we have to leave it there. Thank you.
Protesters can't, but he lives on this road,
well,
and a resident can request.
Well, sure, what would you want my pass for?
Why would you want your safe pass for? To make sure
you know
your
safe pass looks like, even.
I do.
He does.
Shows it.
What?
Shows
I don't
yours.
Have
one. Right.
Why would you ask me for mine?
Because I don't do your job.
Sure, I wouldn't even look at that.
I don't ask you to look at it. You said you know what it looks like. That's on Sean's
no, I asked them.
You're miles away, man. I didn't fucking start fucking you out.
Well. Exactly.
Right, come here now a minute. We could have got you arrested, but we've said no.
Don't be so patronising.
You can tell me, mate, arrested.
Yeah, because he got into the barriers, didn't
he? Is that a threat?
Take it into the barriers.
Well, then,
that's a threat.
Wouldn't you get me arrested? Sure, I've done more than them.
No, we said we'd give you the chance.
Oh, you're very good.
Calm down.
Sure, I don't give a
shit. You didn't do nothing when the guards were there, did you?
What's that? I don't plant you up in Edinburgh when the guards were there.
What's that? Start there now again. And then we'll
rest. You do something on the way.
Well, we start working again.
Go on, we'll start working.
We'll start right after tea.
Go on, do it now.
After tea, we'll
go on, do it.
We're on a tea break now.
Go on, do it.
After tea. Kids do. That's what this is. Sure, look at you, Rock. Hey, kicking pebbles in. That was kid stuff. You didn't see 2 euros at that. Yeah. You're supposed to be a brickie.
I am a brickie. And a good one.
Yeah. See, you are.
Right. Fucking right I am. Fucking sure I'm a good one. Fucking more than you ever fucking do.
Probably did,
eh?
What do you think this today is my first day working, do you?
What's that?
You think today is my first day?
I was trying to go over there and as I work with. Aye. I've been fucking shoveling shit. I don't know about that part.
The front of it.
Don't worry about it.
We get up in the morning too. Why ain't you up fucking annoying somebody else?
What's that?
We're only doing a job.
This is my road. Said every Nazi ever.
This is my road. I don't want to pay the water meters.
You don't have to pay
them. I don't want a water meter in here. That's what we feel. I don't want a water meter.
Sure, we're not putting in a meter. We're just putting in a meter box.
Crap.
Smart again,
isn't it?
No, it's a box
we're
putting
in. Certain thing, it goes in like a light bulb. Crap.
It's a boundary box.
Crap. He doesn't want the boundary box in.
He
doesn't want the box in.
Are you pushing?
No, you won't.
We'll be doing your own tomorrow.
Wait.
Do it.
The man of grace will seem to do the worst, but with all he possesses, self-preservation's comfort, his damnation comes from not borning free, as destruction of the poor is their poverty. Their poverty. Aren't you sorry for me? Cause I've been living in misery. Oppression is poor man's choice. Ah, but in this he does rejoice. His burden's though heavy, he somehow bears. As for his seed, there's only one who cares. There's only one. One who cares for his world. And that's only him alone. Oh, yeah. Though he still remains extend, his progress is a sin. But as the proud man exalts, he's gonna find his faults. But as the wise man sees, he knows that there's no rest in the west, so to the east he goes, to the east he goes, where he can find some peace of mind, where he can be happy all the time.
My name is Tony Rochford and this is Brendan Kelly. We're here in Trim, County Mead. We're at the house of Aisling Lowe. Aisling is a lone parent who lives here in Trim. Now, we conducted a test here at our house. Aisling had previously removed her water meter for safekeeping for Irish Water. But after doing that, Alan Laws with others decided to make a video here on some with some information that I'd given them. Basically, they added a food tie here at the meter box, which when the water was turned back on, came out in the tap inside in the house. Now, what we've done here is basically we've put about 5 to 6 inches of concrete into the box. We've also made sure to put a pipe around the stopcock so that the water can actually be turned on and off. Now, Brendan has come all the way from Galway to help me with this. Brendan, could you please explain a little bit about the Aarhus Convention?
Well, the Aarhus Convention is a European directive that came into, was brought into, transposed into Irish law on June the 20th, 2012, by the then Minister for the Environment, Phil Hogan. Now, part of that, the Aarhus Convention, is the precautionary principle. And the precautionary principle is, it gives a person, any person, the right to do what they have to do to protect the environment and the health and safety of themselves and their family for generations to come.
Okay. Now, there's one other thing we haven't said here, is that Aisling, after seeing the test being done in her house with the water dye,
and seeing how simple it was and how easy it is for somebody to contaminate her supply, became very fearful and anxious. Ashleen has had to attend a doctor on several occasions and is at present on medication for anxiety attacks. Another issue around these particular meters and housings that Irish Water are using is are these that I actually myself took a court case against Irish Water in the High Court back in May. The outcome of that court case is that Irish Water have actually put in a different box than at my house in Trim than the other 1.2 million houses in Ireland. I thought a precedent would have been set and it would have stopped Irish Water putting in these substandard boxes, which are going to cost us about 20 million a year, plus costs for injuries and damages to vehicles or whatever. These box lids have also been used all around Ireland over the last 7 years by the councils. So it's not just Irish Water here, it's the councils themselves. Now, one of the other things about them is that with our mounted guard using the streets of Dublin, they are now in danger of their horses being injured if they stand on these. Like, these only hold about 400 to 500 kilos of weight, and that's at room temperature. But when the temperatures drop near the winter, these, we're not sure yet, but I'd say you're talking probably 200-300 kilos and they'll break. Now, that's the correct lid, so there's quite a difference. That's the correct standard of lid, which is actually Irish made, but Irish Water themselves have taken to use it a cheap and not fit for purpose lid, basically. Also, in relation to the dye, every single restaurant, pub and premises in Ireland at the moment have been fitted with these boxes going back 7 years. So they are all now in breach of health and safety. To sell food or beverages, every business must comply with certain standards. And one of those standards is that everything must be tamper-proof. So if the water supply that you're washing your materials, you're washing your foods, washing your plot or cutlery, plates and whatever, if that's contaminated, that can also get contaminated. Also, cooking with water for different foods is going to cause a lot of problems and leave people very exposed. We hope that Irish Water or the government, Department of Environment, will come to their senses and get rid of this madness. Now, Brendan, you were talking earlier on about the Aarhus Convention.
Yes.
Can you explain to me?
Well, the, technically at the moment, the Aarhus Convention should be law and the precautionary principle should be law. And this would give the right to the protesters to bring it to the attention of the police force or the authorities. And once a person makes a complaint with the precautionary principle that they believe this could be a threat to the, their health and safety or to their family's health and safety, if the onus is then on the people that are installing these meters or these boxes to prove that they're not. And technically, or we believe that the police force should actually stop all work once it's brought to the attention of them, to their attention.
I think it's also been brought to a superintendent's notice last week.
Yes, only last week, a lady brought it to the attention of a superintendent Murphy.
Well, we think it's Murphy, because we're not sure, because he was a bit hesitant in giving his name.
And instead of acting as doing his duty and calling a halt to the work that was going on, he actually laughed in the woman's face. He just physically laughed in the woman's face and directed Irish Water to continue on with their work.
He also denied any knowledge of it?
And he denied knowledge of both the Aarhus Convention, Local Agenda 21, and the precautionary principle, which to me is scandalous, because we are supposed to be abiding by these EU directives. And if the government had been doing their job or had been doing their job, this would be on the tip of their tongue, and all the EU directives would be being applied to in every case, not alone with our water but with all our other natural resources.
Okay, just to finish up now, as I said, Ashin, at least you might be able to sleep. Hopefully you'll be able to sleep a little bit better now tonight, knowing that at least your water supply cannot be contaminated. And, you know, as a single mum, Ashin wouldn't have a lot of cash to be paying for medication, paying for hospital visits and whatever, or doctor's visits. So I think it was crucial that we actually performed this action. Now, this action has been done also in solidarity with the Edenmore Nine. The Edenmore Nine are activists that have been fighting Irish water since February this year, trying to block them putting in these, as you can see, inferior and substandard and not fit for purpose boxes. They're in the High Court. Irish Water took out an injunction last week against the nine individuals, and then they actually opened, the judge actually widened the scope of the injunction to include all areas in Dublin. But by doing so, he's actually set a precedent, and that precedent can be used all over Ireland. So something's going to have to change. The politicians are going to have to do something to get this bloody mess sorted out. They're going to have to stand up. Sinn Féin are going to have to come out and do something. There's a lot of talk, but no action. Also, Steve Bennett is at present incarcerated in Clover Hill. Now, I was actually at the protest in Dublin over 1 week ago, where Steve was actually arrested for simply sitting on a road. Himself and I think it was 10 other activists were arrested. They were all released, but unfortunately Steve is still in Clover Hill. So isn't anything to add?
No, I think that we've about covered it all there, Tony.
And we adhere to standards of Irish Water. We put up barriers. You're actually wearing plastic gloves, which most Irish water workers don't bother to do, which can actually accidentally contaminate your water supply.
Thank you.
So I think that's about it.
That's about it, I think.
It's a wrap.
Irish Water Danger by National Citizens Movement.
My name is Alan Laws. I'm with the Mead Against Water Charges Group and the National Citizens Movement. I wanted to bring your attention to something today. I'm a father of four and three adult daughters. When my adult daughters go out, I always say to them, don't leave your drink unattended. Now, I'm going to point out to you today how Irish Water and the government has compromised your safety. And if you just bear with me, I'll show you how easy it is to take the meter out and leave your water unattended to every citizen's home in the country. This is how easy it is to take out a water meter. Just turn the water off first, and then we turn it anti-clockwise. Sometimes you need a tool, but most of the time not.
So the water is turned off.
Yes.
And you're just unscrewing the meter.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how the government and Irish Water has compromised every citizen's safety in the country. If I was you as a citizen now, I'd go on to contact.ie and contact all your TDs in the country and email them through that service or email your councillors, because this is compromising your safety and my safety.
Now, I have to admit, many people are probably watching this at this stage wondering, Alan, what is the big deal? Well, folks, wait till you see what the big deal is. He's going to show you here that your whole household could be in danger of having somebody do the following.
It was Tony Rochford that pointed this out to me the other day.
Now, what he's doing here, he has a bottle of red food colouring in his hand. This is just harmless red food colouring, supposedly harmless anyway, and he's using it to demonstrate. He's putting it in a syringe.
So you have it in a syringe there.
And he's just going to put it in where the water meter was.
And that's just food colouring gone into the water supply now.
And now he's going to put the seal back on top. Not the meter, just the actual seal cap, just for the demonstration in this video. You can see him tightening it back down there now. And he's now going to go into his kitchen. So, what you imagine, if you will, that this was a toxic, noxious poison. Somebody had decided, for example, maybe they have a grudge against you and your family.
That's, now, we're just going to turn on the tap in the kitchen. And there you are, the food colour coming out in the glass. That only took, now we ran a little bit, that only took a matter of 30 seconds or 45 seconds.
So basically what he's just shown you is your whole household, if you have one of these water meters fitted, could be subjected to malicious poisoning by somebody who had it in for you and your family. Now, I have to say, I'm not happy with that. You know, in the past, you see, there was just a stopcock out there. I can't see how that would have been possible because the stopcock was sealed. That there is not sealed. And no, they are correct. That's an open, dangerous situation. That is putting you and your entire family at risk. I have to say, I agree with them. Stand with me, yeah. Revolution, only solution.
Government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, it's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy won't go back. So the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, I'm bound to follow my conscience, and I'll do whatever I can. And it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Okay, we've come to the end. Couple of songs we played throughout there was Slayer, with Abolish Government, Bunny Wailer, the Oppressed song, Assert with Revolution, and Billy Bragg with Which Side Are You On. Just bits of clips there from YouTube, from Facebook, all those places, all about the meters and what's going on and what shouldn't be going on. But just remember, don't believe everything you see on Facebook or you read on the internet, but do look into it, check it out, and just keep fighting. There's big marches on. We're being ripped off with these water meters, so just, you have to stand up, say no, it's about time the people of Ireland fought back. Right, until the next time, back to normal next week, we're going to finish out with the water meter song.
Hey lad, did you get the water meter yet?
No, they put the water meter just outside our gate. There's no point in complaining, sure now it is too late. To keep the water charges down, there's one thing we can do.
Don't ever flush the toilet till we all go to the loo.
You're a good one, Johnny.
If you want to save on water, you'll have to be discreet. Don't leave the tap a running when you brush your teeth. Don't overfill the kettle when you're making tea. And when you have a shower, don't stay in there all day.
Now they put the water meter just outside our gate. There's no point in complaining, sure now it is too late. To keep the water charges down, there's one thing we can do.
Don't ever flush the toilet till we all go to the loo.
Again, Johnny, again.
Don't leave the taps a-dripping, it's money down the drain. If your old pipes are leaking, more euros you'll be paying. Believe it or believe it not, a queer thing I tell you. One third of all the water used is flushed down the loo.
Now they put the water meter just outside our gate. There's no point in complaining, sure now it is too late. To keep the water charges down, there's one thing we can do.
Don't ever flush the toilet till we all go to the loo. In Ireland we have lots of rain, more for great big showers. If you collect rainwater, you can push it on the flowers. You can use it for to wash the car or clean your dirty boots. So buy yourself a barrel and catch the water from the chutes.
Better for Mount Leinster, Johnny. Now we have a water meter just outside our gate. There's no point in complaining, sure now it is too late. To keep the water charges down, there's one thing we can do.
Don't ever flush the toilet till we all go to the loo.
Now we have a water meter just outside our gate. There's no point in complaining, sure now it is too late. To keep the water charges down, there's one thing we can do.
Don't ever flush the toilet till we all go to the loo.
Ah, don't ever flush the toilet till we all go to the loo. Isn't that right, Johnny?
That's right, that's the truth. We'll flush it now, lad.
Flush away, Johnny, flush away.
My name is Alan Laws. I live in Johnstown in Navan. I'm here today to draw people's attention to Irish Water. And Irish Water installed a meter outside my house without my consent. Now it's attached to my house, and even on the day they were installing it, I asked them to stop, but they ignored me and we installed it anyway. They're taking away my power to consent. I do not have any contract with Irish Water. I sent them a letter yesterday to ask them to remove the meter because I do not want their meter attached to my property. Now I feel fully within my rights to remove this meter, and I will remove this meter. I'm not a vandal. I will remove it carefully and I will hold it in storage for Irish Water to collect. What I'm determined to do is to send Irish Water and the government a message. They cannot bully people into paying this charge. What the government are saying, and which is totally wrong and must be against moral, ethical principles, they're telling poor people in this country that if you do not pay your water charge, we will cut your water off. They're leaving families, thousands of families that can't afford to pay their mortgages, with a choice now whether to put food on the table or whether to pay for your water charges. And they're threatening them families with cutting off their water. That has to be wrong. And why I'm doing this today is in solidarity with the many thousands upon thousands of Irish people that are struggling to survive today. We pay for their water already through our taxation. And if you're looking for more money, we should be looking for it with introducing of a wealth tax or something like that.
So now I'm going to proceed to remove the water meter that was placed there against my consent. So now you can just pop off this lid with either a knife or a screwdriver. There's a small little cover inside. You can just handheld, you can remove that. So that's that. There's then a tap which you turn off your water. Alright, there's a blue tap and you just turn it to the side to turn off your water before you remove the meter, which is there. And we just go like that. And that's the water turned off. So then we take that device out of our way and use the implement here that a friend of mine, Dermot, produced before me, for me, because he's already taken out his water meter. We place that, like in the oil filter, we place that over the meter and we start to turn. Now that, we'll put pressure now on the water meter. Let me see it our way. There we go. Now, that's loosened now and it should come out with my hand. A little bit stubborn, but it's coming out now. Very easy to do. Yeah, there's just a water meter. We're just checking if there's water escaping from that, and as we can see it there, there's no water escaping from that, as you can see now. All right, we haven't damaged the water meter, which we have no intention of doing, and we're just going to take the rubber ring off the end of the water meter. We put it onto the end of the ring here. And we use this tool that a friend of mine, Dermot, made to tighten that. Now, you tighten it with your hand first, and you just give it one little twist after you're finished with your hand. So there's your rubber on the end of your implement, and we screw that down now into place. The only difficulty is that it's a little bit far down there. Now, that's hand tight. And just to get it a little bit tighter, we use that tool there and we bring that down and we just give it one twist to make sure it's tight and sealed. And the last thing we do then is we just give it half a twist. And that's enough. Take our tool back out. Take that off. And now we have to turn back on our water, and which we're doing now. Is anyone coming behind us there?
No.
No. And there is the water turned back on. You've turned the tap level with your pipe running across, and your water's turned back on. And my water's turned back on, and as you can see there, there's no leaks coming from anywhere from that meter. The meter's intact, and I will keep it here for Irish Water to collect it. And as I stress again, I have no contract with Irish Water. I do not want a contract with Irish Water. And I think it's morally and ethically wrong of Irish Water and this government to threaten and bully people with €5,000 fines and threats of prosecution for the contract you never had. I have no contract, so I believe I cannot be prosecuted for doing this. I haven't damaged their meter and I've broke no law. Having vandalised this equipment, I wouldn't. So it's here for Irish Water to collect anytime they're ready. So now I'll just put the casing back on and the lid back over. just the last message to Irish Water. I do not want that meter put back in place. I never wanted it in the first place. It was placed there without my consent. Thank you.